With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. During a meeting with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, Vice President J.D. Vance says the U.S. and Ukraine share a goal.
We want the war to come to a close. We want the killing to stop. But we want to achieve a durable, lasting peace, not the kind of peace that's going to have Eastern Europe in conflict just a couple years down the road. So we had a number of good conversations about how we might accomplish that together. And certainly we'll have many more in the days, weeks, and months to come.
Zelensky, however, says his country wants, quote, security guarantees before any talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war. The war continued earlier yesterday with a drone strike on the Ukraine-based Chernobyl nuclear power plant. Ukraine blaming Russia for the attack, Russia denying any responsibility. Also at SRNNews.com, Hamas says it will release the next group of three Israeli hostages as planned.
There had been a tense wait for the names of the hostages due to be freed after days of uncertainty about whether the ceasefire agreed last month would hold. Hamas and Islamic Jihad now say they will free three men seized from their homes in Kibbutz Nir Oz during the deadly 7th of October attacks. A statement from the Israeli Prime Minister's office confirmed that the list had been received. Hamas says that over 360 Palestinian prisoners are expected to be released in exchange.
That's BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. President Trump has given the Hamas until noon today to release all Israeli and American hostages it's holding or face massive military attacks by Israel. Abortions are set to resume in Missouri after a judge blocked regulations that had restricted providers even after voters approved enshrining abortion into the state's constitution. Yesterday's ruling comes after a Kansas City judge ruled last year that abortions are now legal in Missouri, but kept certain regulations on the books while a lawsuit advocates played out. This is SRN News. Texas is considering a Ten Commandments bill. Details from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The measure would require that all public schools post a copy of the Decalogue in a prominent place. The legislation is similar to that adopted by Louisiana last year. In fact, Texas lawmakers tried to get a commandments bill passed in 2024, but ran out of time during the legislative session. Republican State Senator Phil King says, quote, "If our students don't know the Ten Commandments, they will never understand the foundation for much of American history and law." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two students challenging New Hampshire's ban on boys playing on girls' sports teams will also fight President Trump's executive order to that effect. A judge has given the boys permission to update their lawsuit. This is the first time the constitutionality of Mr. Trump's order is being challenged in court. Last fall, a federal judge in New Hampshire ruled that the two boys can try out for and play on girls' sports teams. This is SRN News. The Quaker Oats Company has recalled 10,000 boxes of pancake mix.
That's because the mix contains milk not declared on the label and could pose a risk of potentially dangerous allergic reactions. The company recalled 2-pound boxes of Pearl Milling Company original pancake and waffle mix sold in stores in 11 states. Consumers would have been able to buy the affected pancake mix as early as November 2024. People with allergies or sensitivities to milk should not consume the recalled mix to avoid serious or life-threatening allergic reactions. John Scott reporting.
Speaking of breakfast, record-high egg prices prompted Nevada lawmakers to unanimously back suspending their cage-free egg law, but the six other states with similar laws in effect have shown no sign of dropping them, even if it might help lower grocery bills. Not clear if that will help, but they've given a significant price than the $4.95 per dozen. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.